This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. 603-283-6160. You can join the show, bring up whatever is on your mind. We were talking a little bit about the New Hampshire exit amendment that did not succeed yesterday, sadly. 323-13 was the vote to kill the bill. And 13 brave, 12 brave men, one brave lady voted for this particular thing, voted to not kill it.
Well, you know what they say, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yes, indeed, and that is certainly going to be the plan here in New Hampshire. We have now gone further than any of the other secession movements in the United States, and I got to give a lot of credit to the Texans. I mean, they do have a huge level of support there, but unfortunately the bottleneck in Texas is their political system. It's just not accessible. The powers that be have more control there. So the referendum that they tried to put forward last year, it was like January of 2021 when this thing was announced, it didn't even get into a committee.
Yeah.
So it didn't get a public hearing, which we had a public hearing, as you guys pointed out, was 3 hours in length that happened back in, I think it was January, when that transpired here. And then every bill has to get a public hearing in New Hampshire, and every bill makes it to the floor of the State House. And so they tried to table it. They tried to basically kill it before they killed it, which is what a tabling would do. It would prevent any kind of meaningful discussion or prevent any kind of meaningful vote. But luckily, the Democrats wanted to out anyone who would vote in favor of this thing, so they voted against the tabling, as well as presumably the 13 people that voted to not kill the bill. So Democrats plus the 13 was able to outnumber the Republicans who wanted to table the bill. And so then it went to an actual discussion on the floor. And I'm going to continue. I've got some audio from the State House floor. I think it would be useful to play that here. Can historic occasion. But first, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Okay, hold up. I just wanted to say that a rail runner, there's a train service that goes from Albuquerque to Santa Fe. We now have the highest passenger number ever because the gas prices went up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have so many people riding the train, and I'm so excited. And we also upgraded. We got
you always get happy when other people are not.
What do you mean? Well, don't you think it's fun riding
not
the double
train? They're taking the train because they want to take the train. They're taking the train because they're in economic pain. That was a lot of pain words there.
Enjoying other people's suffering is cringeworthy.
I don't know if that's where she's coming from on this. Sarah just likes it when people use public transportation. I don't think that she's experiencing Schadenfreude, where she's actually getting pleasure from other people's pain. Are you, Sarah? You're not getting pleasure from this, right?
Oh, no. My excitement is over people that public transportation.
Yeah, see, she's just got a thing for choo-choos.
Okay.
She likes a choo-choo, and so whenever people are on
the
choo-choo.
They've got great trains in China. You should visit at least. You might like it there. There's no freedom at all. That sounds like your kind of place.
Actually, there was a guy. Go ahead.
But you know that I'm a green energy person, right? I'm a Democrat, and we're all about clean air, and that's the reason why I'm really excited. The less gasoline that we use, the less petroleum.
How does the train go on its, like, what makes the train move forward? Is it coal-fired?
I don't know.
Diesel.
Well, how do they, it's not those magnetic levitation train that they got in Europe,
right,
and Japan.
So it's probably, as nobody puts it, running on diesel fuel, right? You don't know. You have no idea.
I guess they, but you know something? It's better than like 300 cars going to Santa Fe and back. That's more emissions.
Right.
You not if you want to go in the middle of the night.
I'm still trying to understand.
Or go somewhere the train tracks don't go.
Sarah, I got a question for you. Are you a communist or are you a Democrat?
Well, you know, have you figured out that the communists work with the Democratic Socialist Party? Don't you think that they're of the same party? Well, I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's not exactly the same, but the thing about it is that the communists have to work with the Socialist Democratic Party, the communist, the Obama was accused of being a communist. They call communist Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. All of Democratic Party is a Socialist Party.
Do you feel like people should be forced to ride the train, that they should have to give up their cars and everyone should have to ride the train or take the city bus?
No, not force, but it's available so people are taking advantage of it.
Now, what about using force to put train tracks through places? Like, for instance, you might have to steal somebody's property from them and add new train tracks through there. Would you be in favor of that?
Well, isn't that called eminent domain? That happened to a lot of people.
That's exactly what it's called. That's the euphemism for stealing people's property.
Eminent domain is just theft in five syllables.
Yeah.
You know what? I do support that. One condition, it means for the benefit of the whole society. If it's for the greater good.
Well, who decides?
Our 500 owners in Washington.
I mean,
own us. They make all our decisions for us. They can do whatever they want to us.
That sounds also kind of misleading because, like, is there anything that benefits the whole of society?
No, everything benefits some and harms others.
Right, that's correct. But that's the number of the breakdown. If it's going to benefit 90% of the population, and they're going to benefit, but maybe 5%, they'll lose their home or their whatever they have. And you know,
sorry.
I mean, that's the...
You can go live in the welfare houses with Sarah.
You know something? That nobody wants to sacrifice. That's the problem. And then
everybody wants to sacrifice. Nobody wants to be sacrificed. You know, they had the same problem in the Aztecs. The guy whose heart was getting cut out always fought back.
I don't know if we do those. But, you know, I just want to say that we had a lot of problem when we were being the ART, the bus transit, the a lot of people fought.
Whatever happened with that thing? You used to call in about this rapid transit, this government boondoggle that was funded by the federal government or something, and it cost a ton of money. Did they ever finish that job?
It has, and it's just wonderful. It's the best air conditioning. It's rapid. And it has really improved our
city. How many businesses had to die because of that? Because there were a lot of businesses that were shut down due to this thing being installed nearby wherever their business was, and it basically killed their business because no one could get into the parking lot because, you know, construction crews out there for a year or whatever. Do you have any idea how many businesses went under because of this?
Well, I don't really have the data, but that was the sacrifice.
But it was some of them.
Those people didn't want to get it.
You're always happy to sacrifice somebody else.
Indeed. Thank you. Sarah is the one who decides what benefits society. Thanks for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. But that's reality. People went out of business because of this rapid transit thing. So, you know, some homeless people could get from point A to point B quicker.
I guess they got thrown under the bus.
Indeed. So the number here, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. And if we are to, or when we are to secede, we will no longer be on the hook for these government development projects. Oh, did you guys hear that there was like a $1.5 trillion spending bill that the Congress just passed that no one had a chance to read?
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever?
2,000 plus pages. I think 2,700 pages. And it was voted in a day after it was introduced. So literally nobody read it.
Impossible.
And not me, the other nobody.
Yeah, absolutely impossible. No one could possibly read that. It is humanly impossible to read 2,700 pages of legalese, mind you, in 24 hours.
But I'm sure everything in it was for the greater good.
Oh, for sure.
But if you define the greater good as paying off cronies of the politicians.
In order to read it, you got to pass it, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
The number is 603-283-6160. There's another trillion and a half. Are we going to be at 40 trillion debt by the end of this year? Is that too crazy to suggest that that's possible?
All I know is prices going up.
Nothing
on everything.
Too crazy when it comes to the federal government.
Yeah, it's true. More on the way here. You can join the show. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio. And Freedom.
Jim's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events. For those who value liberty, you can find those at freedomsphoenix.com. They also have a daily dispatch that you can sign up for and stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We have been talking on and off about the New Hampshire exit bill that, or constitutional amendment that got proposed, went through the process, ended up on the floor of the State House yesterday, where sadly it did die. It was killed 323-13, but it is, as you put it, nobody, just the beginning of a long process, because whenever you start to try to change the political system, you've got to expect you're not going to win the first time out.
Well, according to the medical examiner, it died of COVID.
I want to go to the State House floor here from the video that you can find over at video.freekeen.com, a full 30-plus minute long floor discussion, what exactly happened. We played some of it last night, the first two speeches, and this is the one from Brody DeShays. Now, this guy is the statist tool. He is the young guy that the pro-union people, the pro-empire side has been using to try to, you know, threaten and intimidate the rest of the State House into doing their bidding. And so here is his speech.
Well, thank you for indulging me, Mr. Speaker, and thank you to the members of the House for listening. And I know I'll be brief. I'll be succinct. First, let me say I'm amazed that I must speak as to why this is a bad idea, not only logistically but constitutionally. Why this is impossible, why it's improbable, and why it's a violation of our oath to the U.S. Constitution and to the state of New Hampshire's Constitution.
It is none of those things, but we'll get into that as he divvies up what he has to say.
I mean, if New Hampshire became was successfully seceded, it could well be that such government as we had here was closer to what the Constitution mandates than what they have in America, which is nowhere near what the Constitution.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a friend of the Constitution, you should be figuring out how to put it out of its misery, because it's being tortured.
Yeah, as Matt Sandinastaso, who's a Free Stater and a state representative, one of the co-sponsors on the bill, said in his speech, which we played that yesterday, he pointed out that the U.S. government has violated the Constitution countless times.
Routinely.
If it was an agreement, it's been violated, like you said, over and over.
And once a contract has been breached, it ceases to be a contract.
And the crazy thing is, it's almost, like, if you're talking about, like, courts, it's almost impossible to get them to take your constitutional rights into account. It just doesn't happen.
Right? I do not legislate.
Oh, by the way, if you want to play a drinking game at home, don't do it while you're in the car, please. But whenever Brody says the word right as he's speaking, go ahead and take a drink.
Based on hashtags, and I do not think we should either, just because something is purportedly trending, which I'm not on Twitter, so I've never seen it, right? But let's be honest, let's be frank about what this is right now. This is a historic moment, not just in the state of New Hampshire, but it's a historic moment in America. This is the first time a legislative body has debated and will vote upon binding secession.
No, that is not true. Now, it may be one of the first times that a constitutional amendment, and we haven't been corrected on this yet. If there is a correction, feel free to call in at 603-283-6160. But a constitutional amendment that would allow the people to vote. The binding part of this is not something that the representatives are voting on. They're not voting on binding anyone to anything except putting something on the ballot. That's all that they were voting on here, is should this question about peaceful independence for New Hampshire, should that be on the ballot?
Well, I mean, if you're representing the federal government, you should open with a lie.
Yes, and there will be many lies here coming from him.
Other secession movements that we've talked about, many of those are non-binding. They never get actual votes and debate on the floor. This is binding. It will be the first one debated since prior to the Civil War. That's a historic moment. That's also concerning that we're joining a very bad group of states that tried to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. right? That tried to...
No, not right. They did not try to overthrow the U.S. Constitution.
This is absolutely crazy, too, because that's not what this bill would do. An independent New Hampshire does not get rid of the U.S. Constitution.
Not in any way.
In every other state, you would still have the U.S. Constitution. In New Hampshire, I guess I don't know exactly how this would unfold, maybe, but you know, we would still have a constitution in New Hampshire.
The New Hampshire Constitution was written before the U.S. Constitution. It's still in place, and it would still be in place. And the U.S. Constitution, as you say, would still be in place. Right. So we would just be out of it.
And I think a lot of people don't understand this, but a lot of the state constitutions are stronger than the United States Constitution.
New Hampshire's is certain.
Right. So that's the case for most states. So like this idea that like, oh, we would lose all our rights or something of that nature is
he's not even saying that.
Yeah.
He's worried about the union.
Overthrow a constitutionally elected and a constitutionally instituted government. I do not think this body should join such a group of states. We should not be joining those former Confederate States of America who were deemed treasons.
You wouldn't be. If they voted for this thing, all you would be doing is letting the people decide, which those other states didn't do, by the way. It was in the southern states, the representatives, the delegates or whatever, who voted for secession, not the people themselves.
It's also, you're still not, and another crazy thing about this is he's suggesting that we be joining the southern states like during the Civil War. This isn't the Civil War, right? Like, no. We can't join even
he's just saying we'd be bad boys like they were. That's what he's saying.
This is crazy.
We'd be in bad company. It's been 150 years.
That's just crazy.
Or whatever.
Well, of course, if we did vote to secede, the other group of people that voted to secede from a union was the Founding Fathers when they voted to secede from Great Britain. Because
which was illegal.
We talk about the Revolution and the Civil War. Well, guess what? The Revolution wasn't a revolution, and the Civil War wasn't a Civil War.
Yeah.
They were both wars of secession.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is this independence is more representative of not the Civil War, but the independence from Great Britain.
Yes.
Both of them were empires, right?
Yep.
You know,
this one's worse.
Right, this one's worse. So if
the taxes are worse, the empire is worse, the warmongering is worse.
Right.
What do you want?
Right. I see right over my right-hand shoulder here the man who beat back those who challenged our Constitution.
Guess who he's talking about? He's talking about a picture of a historic figure.
You wouldn't know it from what he's saying, though.
It's Abraham Lincoln.
And defended it, right? The most U.S. service...
Abraham Lincoln violated the hell out of the Constitution.
Yeah.
He suspended habeas corpus without a vote from Congress. He imprisoned newspaper editors who disagreed with them or exiled them. And there's not even a notion of exile in the American...
And he didn't give a damn about the slaves.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but he was a slave owner.
Sure, it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm pretty sure he was a slave owner.
He sure as hell didn't give a damn about them. He said whatever it takes to keep the union together. Didn't matter to him. The number here is 603-283-6160, but Shea sure does like Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
And he's pandering to him. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. We'll share more of this guy's speech.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States has a responsibility to defend other NATO members. That's what President Biden told House Democrats while speaking in Philadelphia on Friday. Biden adding sending U.S. forces to fight in Ukraine would mark the start of World War III. Meanwhile, regarding domestic issues, the president addresses Republicans' arguments that his executive order that canceled the Keystone XL pipeline last year is one of the driving factors behind rising gas prices.
Biden said he's going to stop the Keystone pipeline, and I did. And that's the reason prices went up. Folks, let's get something straight here. The Keystone Pipeline was 2 years away and had been 2% finished.
AAA reporting the national average for gasoline is $4.33 a gallon, a record high. USA Radio News. The president is continuing to take action against Russia.
The United States is moving to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status in what President Biden called Friday morning another crushing blow against the country over its invasion of Ukraine.
Putin is an aggressor. He is the aggressor. And Putin must pay the price.
Thursday, President Putin threatened to nationalize all businesses that suspended operations in Russia, meaning if enacted, Russia will take over ownership of those businesses. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson will not be charged for sexual misconduct in Southeast Texas. A Harris County grand jury no-billed Watson Friday. Watson has long denied any wrongdoing after 20 massage therapists accused him of sexual assault or inappropriate actions during appointments. He's still being civilly sued, and the NFL is doing their own investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is open for you at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you here, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We're getting the pro-government perspective, the pro-empire perspective against secession. From Brody DeShays. He is 23 years old. He's one of the youngest state representatives in New Hampshire's 400-person state house.
Well, there's still hope for him then. I was a socialist at that age. I got better.
This guy is supposedly a Republican. He is, by the way, one of the worst-ranked Republicans on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance rankings. They come out with a ratings card every single year with all of the state reps ranked based on their vote. Like, how do they vote? Do they vote in favor of liberty more often than not, or not so much? And this guy is one of the worst when it comes to the Republicans. Obviously, there's a lot of Democrats that are worse than he is. But when he's giving this speech, you might hear some applause. It's the Democrats who are actually applauding for his speech. Now, the Republicans, for the most part, voted against the independence bill as well. But for whatever reason, they weren't as applaudy as the Democrats in the audience. And you could tell who the Democrats were because they all sat together. They all had masks on, all except for three of them. I counted.
Are they still masky?
Yeah. No.
Oh, good God. I thought everybody got over the pandemic once Putin.
They're still signaling.
Actually, you know, Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I've actually noticed that there's still people wearing masks. I think there was, I counted in, what was it, like Chipotle the other day?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was about 20% of the people in Chipotle were wearing a mask.
Did that include the staff?
That included the staff as well. So mm-hmm. it might have been the lower, you know, if the staff, you know, were not included.
Right, because they're a corporate store, so they're
right,
all
so they
masked
were mandated,
up.
Possibly. But yeah, I mean, it was interesting because Keene, there is no mask mandate. I don't even think there's a mask mandate in New York anymore, right?
I believe they got rid of it except for children in New York City.
Wait, the children are required to wear masks?
Oh, yeah. That's happening
that makes
all
no sense.
Over the country.
No.
They're making the children wear masks, even though they were never at risk from COVID.
Nope.
And I think it's just part of trying to crate train the next generation, to make sure that, you know, any independent thought is snuffed out.
Yeah. And disconnect them from any humanity and the ability to even see someone smiling.
You know, people were saying about how, you know, making kids wear masks was abusive, and I kind of always roll my eyes to that. But now that the adults are, like, not required to wear masks and you're requiring children to wear masks, that is clearly abusive.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
as they were playing the Super Bowl without masks, there were children playing sports in the same city who were mandated to wear masks.
Man, so
and
sick.
Kids are falling out all the time during athletic events because they're masked.
Wow. Yeah, I would definitely not expect, you know, somebody to wear a mask during an athletic event, given the need for air and oxygen.
Let's go back to Brody DeShays from the floor of the State House. Here he goes.
Members that have died in any war was a civil war. This body should not be proposing legislation that could throw us into the maelstrom of war, right? Into the jaws of certain defeat.
Don't leave your wife. Don't leave your husband. He'll kill you.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, the argument that these statists, that these unionists have is the argument from fear. I mean, that's what it all comes from. Oh, they're going to start a war with us. Oh, they're going to come. They're
it's
gonna
all
they love us so much that if we try to leave them, they'll kill us.
That's right.
It's fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Yep, sure is. Here's more.
It's a terrible thing to do to our constituents, a terrible thing to do to Granite Staters.
The terrible thing he's talking about would be to simply put something on the ballot so the people can vote for it. If he believes that the people of New Hampshire are against secession, it would go down in flames on the ballot. What's to be so worried about?
And the crazy thing about this is he's literally, attacking democracy, right?
Yes, he is.
He's
so a Democrat.
He doesn't want us to vote. He doesn't want the people of New Hampshire to vote. He wants to take away our right to vote.
Yeah, I got to tell you what one of the Democrats said to me, because at one point all the Dems were coming in together. You could tell they all had masks on,
yeah.
Right? So they're all coming in together. And one of them actually admitted, I'm sorry, this was an email, but one in person said he's a gatekeeper. He doesn't want to let the people vote. And in an email, one of them said to me, quote, legislators can absolutely not trust voters with this decision, unquote.
Wow.
So, I mean,
wow.
That's what they think about democracy. They're the gatekeepers for the people.
Yeah, and that's kind of interesting because it's acknowledging that democracy is a failure.
It's
actually
a fraud.
Yeah, it's a fraud. It's a failure.
And they claim to be all about it.
Yeah.
So let's also be clear about a number of other things when we discuss the Constitution, because I'm looking at this strictly from a constitutional issue. Right? The federal government is the only legitimate power to admit new states and extend or retract territorial boundaries. This is quite clear in Article 4.
This has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the right to leave.
Yeah, are we trying to admit a new state?
Yeah.
No.
Are we trying to change the territorial boundaries? No. We're talking about state secession. The state was its own nation before joining, and it will be able to leave. We're not asking them to retract their territory. Territories are not states.
Yeah, and allowing somebody to do something is so, it's different. It's not the same thing as, like, requiring them to do something. They can allow a state or a territory to enter, but, mandating it, or forcing them to, is a totally different matter.
Section 3 of our state constitution. Our state has never within its constitution and never has the federal government suggested that states can decide that they can leave or to join the government unless the federal government allows so.
the government didn't suggest that because it wasn't written into the Constitution about secession, which means that it's not included in the Constitution, which means that it's a right reserved to the states under Article or under Amendment 10 of the U.S. Constitution.
I'm still amazed by this argument because, at least for New Hampshire, and I believe some of the other states as well, it predates the U.S. Constitution, and we still have the New Hampshire Constitution. Yeah. So if it authorized it, then clearly it can take it away as well.
And the New Hampshire Constitution also has provisions like the right to revolution, which very clearly reserve the right to say, you know what, we can take down any government that we want to if we don't think it's working.
And doesn't even the United States Constitution also include something of that provision as well?
No.
I thought it did.
The closest it comes is the Second Amendment, which implies...
Well, the right to bear arms. Isn't that also the whole implication of that? Isn't that what they're always arguing when they're arguing against gun rights? Is that the whole point of that was for a militia in order to...
Yeah, but that's not explicit as to what the point of that is.
Okay, fair enough.
But the point is, because the U.S. Constitution doesn't say anything about secession, it therefore is not prohibiting it.
Right, there is, and that is in the Constitution itself, where it says, anything that's not reserved is delegated to the state or the people.
It's the Tenth Amendment.
Tenth Amendment.
Yeah. All powers not explicit, not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people thereof.
Correct. So, of course, the federal government has the power to admit. Right, you can't just join a club without permission. Right?
Right.
So of course they have a process to admit someone into the or in a territory or whatever into the union, but there's no process for leaving because it's on the state. The state gets to decide. The state doesn't have to ask permission. Why would the people who just had an issue leaving a government, which I'm talking about the UK, the Prince Sir King George, why would the people who had that issue not leave a door open for the people who want to leave their new union?
And
it doesn't make any sense.
And the whole process for the United States or forming the United States was ratification by the colonies in the first place.
And the
so it's like, obviously, the colonies or what became the states had the power to do it. And so if they had the power to do it, they can obviously undo it.
And if you read the Articles of Confederation, the first words in it say, this is a perpetual union. Those words were not carried over to the Constitution, you know.
Well,
if they'd wanted to make it a perpetual union, they could have done so.
Even if they did say perpetual union, the union doesn't go away
if
New Hampshire leaves.
That's correct.
So, because
they
still have it. And remember, we have added states, right? We've added territory. So obviously, if we can add territory, if it changed the union, we can change the union in the other direction as well.
Indeed. The number here is 603-283-6160, but the difference is we don't have to ask permission to leave. We just say we're going.
Just say no, baby. Say no.
We're out. There's more coming up here from this arch status.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We have a social media site, and we run the thing. It's on our server. That means Twitter and Facebook, they don't apply. They're not involved. They're not connected. And you can go and get connected to our social media server, which is running Mastodon, an open-source, self-hosted, federated system, which is very, very cool, and it works great. Social.freetalklive.com. There are apps for whatever your favorite operating system is, Windows, Linux, Android, iOS, and there's a bunch of them, too. So there's more than one app, which is the coolest thing, because you can try like three or four different ones or more and see whichever one is your favorite. Use that one.
Yeah, and it works with other systems. So even if, you've got Mastodon already, maybe you're not on our social media instance, that's okay. You can still subscribe to
you can follow people
on our feed.
Very cool. Check it out at social.freetalklive.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then more from the floor of the State House with the very first time ever that the constitutional amendment for allowing the people to vote on secession, peaceful secession, was heard on the floor of the State House. We'll continue with the arch status pro-union, pro-empire speech here in just a moment, but Bad Slave is up first.
Yeah, I just think it's very interesting that, in fact, Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, decided basically on his own to vilify the southern states and to basically turn them into rubble.
Mm-hmm.
And, if that's a possibility with the central government we're dealing with, why would anyone want to continue a relationship with that?
Well, there's plenty of battered people who believe that, you know, they can change their man or whatever, right? So there's all kinds of excuses to stay with an abuser.
Despite all the battered women out there, I still like mine plain.
Well, the thing is that, you know, there seems to have been very little argument over the whole might makes right arrangement that had the you know, what they call the Civil War a positive thing.
Might makes right leaves little room for argument.
Right. When we have North Korea and Cuba and the Soviet Union when that existed, and any other, you know, nasty communist dictatorships, you know, they don't let their people leave. The idea that the United States would you know, put us into a war. What are you gonna do? Just go in and take out as badly as they did the South?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think that they would personally, because again, there would be, presuming this thing passes with 70%, which is, would have to pass with at least 67%. That still leaves 30% of the state that are loyalists. 30% of the state would be empire supporters, and then are they going to bomb their own people? Thank you for the call tonight.
Appreciate it. Hopefully they would evacuate, or many of them would evacuate and be replaced by liberty lovers.
That'd be nice.
You know, and here's the other thing about what Duche said. Ultimately, even if it was socially acceptable to beat your wife, during the Civil War, it's not okay today. So we shouldn't be against the idea of states leaving today, even if people were against the states leaving, yesterday.
Yep, and that's part of the point of this whole discussion. That's part of the reason why this bill was brought up, to get people talking about it, to get the issue out there, to get some news coverage, to get talk radio discussing the issue of independence, because the idea of a national divorce has been on a lot of people's minds and a lot of people's lips the last couple of years. It's been trending on social media, and it's something that needs to be talked about, needs to be taken seriously, and so this is one of the steps in that process.
And a lot of people you wouldn't expect have talked about it. Bill Maher. For example.
Some Hollywood stars even have been supporting it. Yeah. Matt Santonastasso mentioned Sarah Silverman. People on the left, like Ron Perlman, apparently, these are people who are supporting the idea of national divorce.
Yeah, and it makes sense that it would be... it makes sense across party lines, because if you think that the U.S. is too conservative, then it makes sense to want the conservatives to leave, or to want to leave yourself,
right,
so that, your state is more aligned with you.
We continue here with Brody Deshays, the state rep, who is, in this case, repping the empire. We go on.
Right? There is no process for leaving this union, right? The union...
We don't need a process, because they didn't specify one. There is no process. That's part of the good... That's actually good news. The fact that they didn't put a process in means we don't have to go and ask for permission to leave. Well, we can just say it's over.
I mean... We can just march out.
And here's the thing, too, right? There was a... If there was some sort of process to create the union, then why can't we do the same process in reverse?
Well, again, we don't need to ask their permission. There doesn't need to be a vote in Congress.
I agree. We don't. But I'm just saying, obviously, New Hampshire was part of the process to create the union, so the New Hampshire can be part of the process to remove itself from the union.
Yeah, and that process is, do we want to go?
Right.
Yes, we want to go.
Right.
Goodbye.
As mentioned in Texas versus White, 1869, Chief Justice Salmon P. Chase.
Chief Justice Salmon P. Chase was appointed by...
Abraham Lincoln. I wonder if he also voted on the Dred Scott decision.
Good question.
That said slavery was constitutional.
In the case he's bringing up, this is the favorite case that the status, the union people love to bring up, is this Texas v. White. And there's an interesting article that I found over at one of the Texas secession groups. I posted it on the NH Exit forum over at forum.shiresociety.com because, it does always get brought up. But in short, the decision that they made in this case doesn't actually cite any constitutional basis for the decision. And they can't cite anything because, as we've pointed out, there's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that addresses being able to leave the union. And as the article at TexasSecede.com points out, quote, it's also noteworthy that 2 years after the court decision, President Grant signed an act entitling Texas to U.S. congressional representation, readmitting Texas to the union. So why would he have to readmit Texas to the union if indeed there was no way for them to leave in the first place? So you've got two very contradictory actions here on the part of the U.S. federal government.
There was acts of Congress during the Civil War that were unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court, if I recall correctly, they didn't care, right? And they were like, well, we're going to allow, you know, this clearly unconstitutional, you know, behavior, because the whole thing was a violent war, effectively, and war isn't about, you know, doing a procedure. It's about using violence to achieve your objective.
Although
they did
trouble themselves after the fact, not when it would do any good, but they did trouble themselves to make it clear that Lincoln's actions were definitely unconstitutional. His actions specifically in suspending habeas corpus on his own authority without consulting Congress.
And interestingly, the Texas versus White case came up because the government of Texas at the time went to the U.S. government and said, it was about bonds. So is it
they wanted to enter into bondage?
No, like the money kind of bonds. U.S. bonds owned by Texas since 1850 had been illegally sold by the Confederate state legislature during the American Civil War. The state filed suit directly with the U.S. Supreme Court, which under the U.S. Constitution retained original jurisdiction on certain cases in which a state is a party. So after they seceded, they brought a case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Why did they? I mean, what a key error to go to the U.S. Supreme Court and ask them for any kind of favor, ask them for any kind of judgment at all.
You have to remember, though, that they effectively put into power the North, the people in the South, after the Civil War. So it's a different
puppet government.
Yeah, it's puppet government.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.